Three different players from off in the middle of the team when I see middle of the team, you'll see what I mean in a minute, are preseason all Sun Belt. And of course, that would be the catcher, Joey Roach, who has just been hammering the ball recently. Especially last year. I believe he won me a shirt in like the first game I went to. Center fielder, Ryan Blanton, who's by far one of the best outfielders in the Sun Belt, not just because he's on this list. And I believe he was Rookie of the Year. He got a bunch of first-year awards last year. Shortstop, Justin Jones. Those three are preseason All-Sun Belt. They will probably be postseason All-Sun Belt. They will be during the season All-Sun Belt. Probably have a couple more. We've had some transfers in, so, you know, they don't give you quite credit on those. But once they see these guys play, this team is stacked and loaded. Loaded like potatoes at your local watering hole. And the last bit of news I want to get to before I do the season preview and tell you about some of the players is that Coach Frady is going to get inducted in the German Hall of Fame. And a lot of people may say, why would he be in the German Hall of Fame? Well, he's coached the German national baseball team for 1 year longer than he's been here. I believe 10 or 11 years. I don't have the number in front of me, but hey, Coach Frady is a hell of a coach already. All the stuff he's done here at Georgia State, he's built, I mean, this program has been exceptional under him. And of course, he's done a lot of great things. He's led the German team, national team, to wins over the United States. I believe they just missed the last Olympics by one game, and obviously they'll be gearing up for the Olympics coming up. But congratulations, Coach Frady, being inducted in the German Hall of Fame. That's really awesome. That's something you don't hear every day. But now, let's get to the season preview. And by the season preview, of course, I'm going to tell you that the first three games of their season for your Fighting Panthers. This Friday, of course, that'll be tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the GSU Baseball Complex. They're going to play against Western Michigan to start off the year. This is part of the Atlanta Challenge. Then they're going to play against VCU on Saturday. That's a 2 p.m. first pitch. And first pitch on Sunday is against Purdue, and that's at 1 p.m. They're going to start the year against those three. It's going to be a fun little series, and we're going to get to see Cole Uvilla and probably Devin Varner, Bryce Connelly, some of those. I'm going to get into those in a minute, but I would imagine Cole is probably going to be the ace of the staff this year, at least number one out of the gate. And, you know, wish him all the best. Now, let's get into some of these players. I am going to start with the starting pitchers. The weekend rotation will more than likely be right-hander Cole Uvilla, who had a pretty good year last year. Just didn't quite get run support when he was in. Has the electric stuff. Of course, you're going to get let me find it. There it is. Devin Vayner is the left-handed number two currently penciled in, and Bryce Connelly rounds out the weekend as the righty. Your midweek starters are going to be Marc-Andre Havoc, and there's a good chance that Garrett Ford will take over the five spot in the rotation. Of course, in the bullpen, we've got closer and lefty specialist Wayne Wages. The setup guy this year is going to be Alex Hayner. Got Brian White, got Dylan Swaggerty, the righties, Liam Henry, and Chris Mayos. And if Garrett Ford's not the fifth starter, of course, he'll be out of the bullpen as well. Unfortunately, this year, we've already lost righty Logan Barnett and lefty Will White to arm injuries. They're out for the rest of the year, which is unfortunate because, you know, Logan's got that fun delivery, and Will's got some pretty cool stuff, too. Moving around, let's start in the outfield. Of course, Ryan Blanton's going to be your center fielder, and the remaining outfield will be a mixture of righty Rhett Harper, Will Johnson, Luke Leonard, or lefty Jalen Woolard. Those haven't quite been determined yet, or I would tell you who's going to be who, but I mean, that's why you should go this weekend to see who's going to be where. They're going to be trying to mix and match and see who's going to be where. Like I said, Ryan Blanton will be the center fielder for sure. Now, let's go behind the plate. Of course, we got Joey Roach, who by far could be the MVP of the team. Could be a lot of people, actually. But he's the southpaw swinger there throughout. I think he threw out like 40% of the runners last year and played almost every inning, or caught almost every inning. Backup, of course, is Brandon Gonzalez, the righty, and Nick Gatewood is a young lefty that they're going to groom to. It's a lot like Joey. They're going to groom to take over once Brandon and Joey are gone. At first base, the transfer, or not the transfer, at first base, of course, Jack Thompson will be our starting first baseman, along, and his backup will be Zach Wingate, who can also catch, and he can also DH. So that's fine. We have at least four catchers, just in case. Or you want to give Joey a day off. We're going to give a couple of them a day off. You definitely don't want Joey logging as many innings as he probably did last year. Let's see. Second base, we've got the transfer, Will Kilgore. And Lucas Boudreau will be backing him up. Both those guys are really good. Will's got some pop in his bat. I think a little bit of speed. Of course, the shortstop is the all-star Justin Jones, who had a stellar first year last year. And he usually leads off. He's a real good first and second hitter. Backing him up, of course, will be Andy Burnett or Israel Zachary. Either one of those guys are very competent and very good backups. At third base, we're going to get another transfer in. That's Jarrett Hood. Guy's got some pop in his bat, you know, because we're missing a couple people last year that logged in some pretty good, just towering home runs. Picking up Jarrett Hood, Will Kilgore, some of these other guys, these transfers in, are going to make up for it. Utility infielders, as far as they can play a lot of different places. You got James Clements. He's a righty. He can play a third, he can play second, and he can play a little bit of outfield, mainly in left field. But that's good to have, because that way you can shift people around, play with some things, give people some time off, those kinds of things, or play matchups. And then Darius Sewell can play first, short, or third. Also a pretty solid hitter. And that's pretty much your lineup. That's all the guys that are on the team. Let's see, I had a list of the coaches. There we go. Your coaches this year, of course. Brandon Kersey, who is the director of baseball operations. You got Brock Bennett, who is the assistant coach. Adam Pavkovic, who is the assistant coach and recruiting coordinator. And the pitching coach slash assistant coach is Adam Scott. Of course, Coach Greg Frady is still the head coach and by far the commander-in-chief. They are going to play all their home games over there at the GSU Sports Complex. Make sure to go check them out. And if you can't make it this weekend, there's tons more games. I know this. I just updated our schedule here. If you can't make it this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, then next Tuesday, if you happen to be in Spartanburg, South Carolina, they play against USC Upstate at 4. And then next weekend, there are 4 games. Friday, they're playing Coppin State against all 4 games at the GSU Baseball Complex. First pitch on Friday is at 4. On Saturday, there is a DH doubleheader, which means pitchers won't bat. There'll be an extra hitter. First pitch on those is 1 and 4:30. And then on Sunday, the finale will be at 1. Now, of course, as you know, as it was last year, the weather can dictate one way or the other. There may be a lot more doubleheaders this year and a lot more reschedules and continuations and such. So definitely if you go out to the game, make sure you have a jacket, possibly a poncho, an umbrella, and some extra money for snacks in case you get rained in for a few minutes. Of course, Mr. Dave Cohen, the voice of Georgia State Athletics, he does basketball, he does football, and I'm pretty sure he's still doing baseball. We'll be calling all the games, all the home games this year, possibly away games as well. And since I just got a message in from one of our fans, apparently they have a house divided as far as the Tuesday, March 1st game, so I'll go ahead and mention that too. Start off March, if you want to see your Georgia State Panthers, you will go to Georgia Tech in Atlanta. That is a 4 p.m. first pitch, and like I said, that's Tuesday, March 1st. So for the house divided people that just texted in, appreciate you texting in, and there you go, 4 p.m. start on that one. In fact, most of the games this year are going to be either 1, 2, or 4 o'clock. There's a couple sixes a little bit later on, but those are during the week. That's actually going to do it for me this week. I hope I gave you a pretty good preview there. I'm looking forward to going and seeing the guys perform and get my own evaluations of all these, plus talk to the coaches and the other people around and opposing teams just to see what they think. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for dropping by the GSU Panther Zone, and we'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers!